Gibson's council is considering 22 properties in the first wave of temporary use permits under the town's new residential guest accommodation, better known as short-term rental, regulations. The regulations adopted in July set up two streams for the rentals: for dwellings that are primary residences and for dwellings that are not primary residences. The short-term rentals that are not in primary residences will require temporary use permits once the regulations' grace period has lapsed in the new year. Of the 47 residential guest accommodation, RGA, applications and pre-applications received, 37 were under Stream 2 and 22 of those were brought forward for council. Most of the 22 are concentrated in the harbor and lower Gibson's area, with a few spread farther away from the water. At its November 15 council meeting, Town of Gibson's council approved sending out notice that the TUPs are under consideration. The town's RGA policy proposed in May suggests a cap of 50 TUPs. Some of the proposed evaluation criteria includes rental history, rental frequency, occupancy, review ratings, location, with preference in lower Gibson's and harbor area, history of complaints and feedback given by neighbors. Public and neighbor notifications are underway. Notification is to go out through the newspaper and by mail to neighbors within 50 meters. Comments from neighbors and other referrals are to be brought back to council before it considers issuing the permits. The next scheduled council meeting is December 6. Mayor and council discussed the TUPs at a committee of the whole meeting earlier on November 15. With several rental housing projects in the works, Town Stafford Lumley cast doubt on how well the policy could be evaluated in terms of protecting housing supply. Lumley said he'd like to see council bring back the bylaw and discuss it at their strategy meeting, noting that he'd voted against it when it had come to council. Town Anne-Marie de Andrade asked why council stated goals with the policy, increasing housing supply and not disturbing neighborhood policy, were not included as evaluation criteria. Director of Planning and Development Leslie Ann Stotts said that council had asked for an evaluation framework that's still being developed for how well those priorities are being met. Council also voted to have staff hold a public workshop or information session about the new regulations before the end of the year. The properties applying for TUPs are 862 O'Shea Road, 509 Spyglass Place, 659 School Road, 636 Beach Avenue, 749 Franklin Road, 709 Steinbrenner Road, 715 School Road, 546 Marine Drive, 316 Gower Point Road, 320 Beachcomber Lane, 348 Burns Road, 362 Avalon Drive, 689 Gibson's Way, 379 Skyline Drive, 1040 Celia Crescent, 317 Gower Point Road, 2 units on lot 496 Persephone Lane and 495 South Fletcher Road, 633 Gower Point Road, 2 units on lot 527 Marine Drive and 531 Marine Drive, 433 South Fletcher Road, 557 Marine Crescent, 782 O'Shea Road.